Hello and welcome to the Best Life Podcast, where we here at Ultra Federal Credit Union are helping you live your best life. I'm Financial Wellness Coordinator Tony Beyer, and we appreciate you being here with us today. Last month, nearly 500 Ultra employees took a day off work to volunteer at many different nonprofit organizations in the communities we're proud to serve. That day is called Ultra Gives Back Day, and we wanted to talk more about it and just how important volunteers are to nonprofit organizations. In just a moment, we'll speak with Mary Jo Burgess from CASA for Kids in East Texas. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. They help children in foster care. We'll also speak with Pat Stevens, who is the founder and president of Rotary Lights here in La Crosse. But first, we're joined by a familiar voice. She was on our podcast a few months ago talking about NetGiver, the app that lets members donate to the charity of their choice, and all of the money they donate goes to that charity. We welcome back Sean Hauser, who is Ultra's Community Relations Manager. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us on the podcast, Sean.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here and chatting with you again.
And we're so glad to have you here, Sean. And I was hoping you could tell us a little bit more about Ultra Gives Back Day that we celebrate as a credit union on the second Monday in October.
That is typically a bank holiday that Ultra offices are closed and no business is transacted. And what we do is we go out into the community and volunteer for a portion of the day. When we originally started it, we volunteered for half of the day, and then we had motivational speakers for the other half. And it was like that for a couple of years and then kind of had to evolve due to the pandemic. In 2020, it was monetary donations to community organizations where we serve. And this year, we did a hybrid where people could choose to do a project in a box at home if they weren't comfortable volunteering in person, or they could go out into the communities. And we had a lot of employees choose that in-person option. And that's kind of where we're at. It was a great day. We heard a lot of feedback. Organizations are very grateful. They've been going through a lot since March of 2020.
Yeah.
So they're very grateful for any help that they can get. And the people that chose the projects in a box, they were for homelessness. They were for military appreciation, essential worker appreciation, senior care kits, you know, for our nursing homes. So we had a variety of things going on this year.
That's great that we're able to help so many organizations in a few different ways. And we've been doing Ultra Gives Back Day since 2018. And in addition to taking an entire day off to have all Ultra employees volunteer in their local communities on that day, Ultra also gives employees 8 hours every year to volunteer, and you're paid to do so. Pretty cool. I know on past Ultra Gives Back Days, I've helped put on reality checks at Central High School in La Crosse, and also we've done one at La Crescent High School over in Minnesota. Received positive feedback from the students and teachers on that. That simulation is great to give students experience what it's going to be like when they're on their own. You know, they're going to have an income, family, all these unexpected things that are going to happen. And Sean, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about the feedback you've received and what has the response been like from nonprofit organizations and volunteers over the years for Ultra Gives Back Day.
Yeah, it really is heartwarming to see, especially this year, even our employees, they're so happy to be back together and to be doing something as a group, because we've been so disconnected and separated. And this year, the feedback from the employees, just the photos I've seen, the smiling faces, and it's just really been a great year to see that. And it really does, you know, make me feel good. I think it makes a lot of our employees feel good, no matter what they did that day. It's all about giving back, and that's all about what the credit union and what Ultra is about.
I agree. That's excellent. Thank you, Sean. We really appreciate you being on the podcast. And we wanted to welcome in via video Mary Jo Burgess. She is the executive director at CASA for Kids of East Texas. It was one of the many organizations that Ultra helped on Ultra Gives Back Day back on October 11th. Welcome to the podcast, Mary Jo.
My pleasure.
Great. Mary Jo, tell us a little bit about what is CASA for Kids and what does it do for children there in the Tyler, Texas area?
We are appointed by the family court to serve as the guardian ad litem for children that have been removed from their homes due to abuse and neglect. So we work directly with those children. We assess their needs. We look at their case history. We talk to teachers, medical professionals, counselors, siblings, foster care providers, the parents, any kinship people, And then we gather all of that information. We report that back to the court.
So how many volunteers do you have there helping with this important mission?
We have over 200 volunteers. We are always looking for more because the number of children that needs our services continues to grow in our community.
So Mary Jo, I was hoping you could tell us a little bit about what some of our Ultra employees did for CASA for Kids on our Ultra Gives Back Day.
We had 8 amazing volunteers that joined us for half of a day, and it was the day before our primary fundraising event. And this year, we actually held it on our campus. We have normally hosted that at a different venue. Last year, COVID threw a big curveball at us, and we hosted it virtually. So this was our first year back. But your Ultra staff were amazing because they came in and helped us the day before the event get ready. They created popcorn bags, mixing popcorn and candy corn, which was a big hit. They assembled decorations. They helped us set those decorations up and on our walls. They moved tables. They put drinks in ice chests. They were nonstop little Energizer bunnies for us.
We love hearing that. How important are volunteers for CASA for Kids?
Well, we have regular volunteers that work directly with the kids, and those are called our volunteer advocates. But supplementing them, we have many opportunities for other volunteers that can do a one-time project, such as what the Ultra volunteers did, or we have other volunteers that maintain, like, our toy room, where all of our toys are stored for our children. Okay. We have volunteers that maintain our children's library or continuing education library. We're always looking for more volunteers that can help. Twice a year, we have a work day at our office, and we just kind of spruce it up, do some general repairs, maintenance, clean out gutters, trim trees, you know, all those fun kind of things. So there's always opportunities for volunteers at CASA for Kids in East Texas and all nonprofits, really.
What are ways that people can help with CASA for Kids of East Texas? Or if people wanted to donate or help with your fundraising efforts, how are they able to do that?
We are on the web at CASA for Kids of East Texas. We have social media, Facebook. We are about to kick off a virtual toy drive. We did this last year with COVID. And when we say virtual toy drive, instead of accepting actual toys, we accept gift cards.
Okay.
And that in turn lets our advocate go find the perfect Christmas gift for the child, because each child has different needs and they know what their needs are. So a $25 gift card to Target or Academy or Barnes & Noble or Half Price Books, the advocate can go find exactly what that child needs. So that's a really unique way and inexpensive that anybody can make a tangible difference in the life of a child.
Excellent. Making a difference is very, very important. And actually, CASA can be found in many different areas across the country, not just in East Texas. But we wanted to change gears and talk about the changing seasons. And we're now joined over the phone by Pat Stevens, who is the president and founder of the Rotary Lights, which is a great show. If you've been to La Crosse and have seen it down at Riverside Park, it's an awesome attraction. Happens between Thanksgiving and New Year's, so I know you're busy. So thank you so much for taking time to be on the podcast, Pat.
Happy to do it.
Pat, tell us a little bit more about the Rotary Lights in La Crosse and how it benefits the area.
Sure. Well, every year we get involved with Rotary Lights. We have approximately 100 nonprofit organizations and another 20 or 30 corporate partners like Ultra that help us put our workforce together that we need to put it up, take it down, create, build, fix, repair, whatever has to be done. And when you add it all up, it's about 3,200 volunteers from the community that make Rotary Lights go. We have no payroll. It is all volunteers that get it done. And we're pretty proud about that, the way that it has grown over the years. Our main mission is to feed the hungry, and we think we've done a pretty good job at that. In 1995, when we got started, we collected 13,000 food items and gave them all to the Salvation Army, which they were very pleased with. And we were happy to get that done. Last year in 2020, we collected 340,000 food items and distributed that to 14 different food pantries in the greater La Crosse area. So we really do think that we make a big dent in feeding the hungry in the area, and we're happy to do it.
That's great. And Pat, do you remember what were some of the things that Ultra employees did on Ultra Gives Back Day to help the Rotary Lights?
Well, we love the Ultra employees, and we love that their Giving Back Day always includes Rotary Lights as well. They are one of the few organizations that comes in, they roll up their sleeves and tell us what we got to do. And they get right to it. I've never heard one complaint from any of them. Some of it is not the most desirable efforts. Some of it's kind of dirty work. Sometimes it's painting. Sometimes it's cleaning or whatever it might be done. But they just roll up their sleeves and get it done. And usually they work in two shifts, with one shift coming in the morning and the other shift coming in the afternoon. It's maybe 8 to 10 people per shift. And they get a lot done. And we are very appreciative of the effort that they put forth.
Excellent. How important are volunteers to the Rotary Lights in La Crosse?
No, it couldn't be done. And over the years now, we can lay claim to helping 14 other communities in Wisconsin and Minnesota getting a lighting display started in their area. None are as large as ours, and of course, none are as nice as ours either at that point. But we have given a lot of information to them on ways that they could get their lighting show started. We share budgets with them. We share insurance with them. We share storage with them. We even have had some seminars in our building and how they can build their own animated displays. And for us to do all that, we only ask two things. One, that they be a nonprofit organization. And secondly, that they have feeding the hungry as their main priority. So when we boast of 340,000 food items being collected during our Rotary Lights time here, we also can add 14 other communities that are doing the same and collecting great sums of food at those other places as well. So it's a pretty neat arrangement.
It's a fantastic mission, and wanted to let you know that Ultra Federal Credit Union will be volunteering with the Rotary Lights on December 11th, and I know our employees always look forward to doing that. Even in the cold, it's a very worthy cause.
I just extend my appreciation once again to Ultra for their help with us. You know, they're also financial contributors that help us with the project as well, in addition to the grunt labor that they supply every year.
To learn more about the Rotary Lights in La Crosse and how to get involved or how to donate, visit rotarylights.org. In this episode of the Best Life Podcast, we were joined again by Ultra's Community Relations Manager, Sean Hauser. Mary Jo Burgess, the Executive Director for CASA for Kids of East Texas, also joined us via video chat. And a very busy Pat Stevens, the founder and president of the Rotary Lights in La Crosse, took the time to be on the podcast over the phone. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of the Best Life Podcast presented by Ultra Federal Credit Union. We appreciate you taking a moment to learn how you can live your best life. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to cover, shoot me an email at tjbyer@ultra.org. And who knows, it may even make it into a future episode. Don't forget to follow the Best Life Podcast pretty much wherever you get your podcasts or find it on our website at ultra.org. Thanks again, be well, and we'll talk to you again soon.